Infantryman Robert Waddell's mental health was declining early this year while he was stationed in Fairbanks.
The situations I had been encountering inside of my unit had greatly impacted my mental health. I would definitely say I was in a crisis state.
Waddell was not the only service member struggling. People serving in the military here face all the typical stressors of Alaska life, like short winter days and geographic isolation, and they often don't have a strong support system nearby. The rate of suicide in the military and the state peaked in 2021 when 17 soldiers took their own lives. It was a wake-up call. And the Army's 11th Airborne Division at Fort Wainwright decided to create a program called Mission 100 in response. Chaplain Colonel Masaki Nakazono is the command chaplain for the division.
We realize that connectedness is critical to the health and well-being of our soldiers.
It's now a year and a half into the Mission 100 program, and Nakazono and others say it seems to be paying off, although there's still work to be done. Nakazono says all soldiers must now see a professional for a wellness visit once in their first 6 months, and then once a year after that. And team leaders also call a soldier's family members to introduce themselves.
Because a lot of times it's a family member who understands when their soldier is in trouble and is struggling. And they really don't understand the military system or even how to contact a unit or a leader.
The program has brought more chaplains and counselors to Alaska. Nakazono says this has led to shorter wait times for counseling and a 95% reduction in soldiers experiencing an immediate crisis. Suicide rates are also down, but the numbers are so small it's hard to draw conclusions just yet. Halfway through the year, there's been one suspected suicide. The total was 6 last year, down from the high of 17, yet similar to years before the spike. Nakazono says that one key piece is that chaplains are available after hours and on the weekend around Army barracks, when talks won't interfere with work. He thinks these casual conversations help catch problems earlier.
And a lot of times I believe that these meaningful conversations really allow soldiers to process through issues before they kind of bubble up and get to a point where they're alone, disconnected, and have no one to really talk to.
Monique Andrews is a therapist in Anchorage, and she's in the Alaska Army National Guard. She sees many soldiers in her practice, but she's not associated with Mission 100. She described the program as a brilliant approach to reduce the stigma tied to seeking mental health care.
If every single person has to connect and talk, then there isn't this us versus them. You know, a general is going to talk to a mental health provider. A private is going to talk to a mental health provider.
Andrews isn't speaking as a representative of the military, which she says is wrestling with its long history of stigmatizing mental health care.
Back in the day, if you went to mental health, your career was over. That's no longer the case, but there is some truth and validity with every stigma.
Andrews says she sees a lot of patients in the military struggling with isolation and loneliness. Last month, the Surgeon General labeled loneliness in America an epidemic. Its toll on health and mental health is twice as harmful as obesity. Waddell, the infantryman stationed in Fairbanks, says he struggled with feeling alone. He saw a chaplain who came up to the division as part of Mission 100, and he says their discussions helped him learn to reframe his relationships.
I had constantly been feeling really ostracized or alone, and after having someone that I could connect with, it's hard to describe. It had been nice to feel connection with a person for the first time in a long time.
He began seeing the chaplain regularly, sometimes as often as once a day. He says it was easier to open up because the chaplain is also in the military and has been deployed. But Waddell says getting help wasn't perfectly smooth. He got pushback from peers and was reprimanded by a supervisor for being late when the session ran over, even though he had a written excuse.
And when that happened, it honestly made it really hard for me to want to continue going because I felt like I was going to get reprimanded or in trouble for trying to seek help.
But he did continue to see the chaplain, and it continued to help. He considers his mental health a work in progress, but no longer a crisis. And now he tells his peers about the value of his visits with the chaplain. He thinks that's helping nudge military culture around mental health in the right direction. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.